President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reaching that agreement in principle to resolve the looming debt crisis. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy addressing reporters just a short while ago.
After weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
A deal in principle would avert what the Treasury Secretary described as an economic catastrophe with global implications. Still, even that deal has to clear both the House and the Senate. Keep in mind, the government could run out of money to pay its bills as soon as June 5th. Joining us live now to dig deeper is Zach Hudak from CBS News. Zach, what are you hearing with regard to this agreement of principle? Is it something that is going to pass muster, not only with the Democrats, but also with the Republicans?
You know, it's something that is going to be difficult on both sides. There's a dynamic here where Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, has at least four or five, if not more, it seems like there will likely be far more, members of the right flank of his party who are not going to be on board with this bill. And what that means is that the Speaker of the House needs Democrats to cross the aisle and join and vote for him. A lot of Democrats, however, feel like they've been cut out of this process. It's been the White House going back and forth with the Speaker's office, and particularly progressives feel like they haven't been able to voice their concerns. So there's a lot of dynamics going on where Speaker McCarthy and President Biden have to try to keep both parties happy, and they're frankly going to need both parties to get this bill passed.
Zach, if you have a bill that you know is going to make both of the parties hold their noses and try to vote for it, could there be a better day than a Saturday on a Memorial Day weekend to reach an agreement in principle?
You know, I think you make a good point. This happens at a time when a lot of people aren't paying attention, and I think that's part of the idea here. I mean, I don't think that they intentionally delayed it to this weekend, but I think that's a nice bonus. You know, I think in Washington, they like to say that a good deal keeps everyone a little bit unhappy, but this is a deal that's a little bit hard for both parties to sell, and doing it this weekend makes that a lot easier.
Zach, do we know anything about the concessions that either Biden or McCarthy had to give to reach a deal?
We know we don't have a lot of details, but we do know that the major sticking points at the end that the two of them really had to work out one-on-one on a phone call were the issue of work requirements for social programs, which Republicans really wanted to have in there. Democrats wanted none of them in there. And they worked out some sort of agreement that we don't yet have the details on with that. And then the other one is just specific numbers and how big they are. What they've ended up working out is that the deal will keep non-defense spending roughly flat with the levels this past spending year. So it is in many ways what we expect, but the actual text of the bill, we won't see until sometime tomorrow. There'll be staffers working throughout the night on that, and it's very possible there'll be some surprises in there, and even surprises that really anger some of the members who will be needed to pass this bill.